broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for May 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, our solution. We don't need revolution. Restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth ought to do quite nicely. And just for the record, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. A quick recap of Liberty Roundtable Live, yesterday's broadcast, available at libertyroundtable.com on demand for free and available on your Roku player. That's ROKU.com to learn more. Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News radio channel. Liberty Roundtable Live and on demand at your fingertips free, along with many other incredible LibertyNewsRadio.com talk shows. A quick recap brought to you in part by the Power Mall. When you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. We're talking about Christian County, Missouri Sheriff Joey Kyle. Sad tale to tell, melts down. He resigns. He pleads guilty to fraud and embezzlement. He's going to federal prison for a year and a day. It's a horrible scenario. We feel horrible for his children. As far as I understand, his wife's passed away. Just a horrible thing for Joey Kyle. Do we reject his behavior? Absolutely. Do we realize power corrupts? Absolutely. Sad to say, most times, yes. Do we want to see evil or bad happen to Joey Kyle? Of course not. We need to learn to separate the sin from the sinner, folks. You know what? We reject what he did. He needs to be accountable for that. No excuses. Got it? At the same time, we realize that it's already done. Okay? He's already made the foolish mistakes. He's already blown it. Okay? Now the question is, did he get off too easy? That's a debate. Well, you know, the problem is, many times a lot of this stuff, this is my humble opinion here, is politically motivated. Did he admit to wrongdoing? Yes, he did. Did he do wrong? Yes, he did. Am I making excuses for that? No, I'm not. But I am telling you, oftentimes the landscape isn't exactly as we're told that it is. Okay? I'm just saying that. However, you know what? I am at least going to give Joey Kyle some credit for admitting to the truth and taking responsibility. Did he get a plea bargain? Did he get off easy? To some degree, maybe so. Nevertheless, compare that to Hillary Clinton, huh? Man, she'd be in the clink for a long old time, wouldn't she? But see, we're not even going to have accountability for Hillary. So there you go. Now, Joey Kyle also did a lot of wonderful things that he deserves credit for. And many things he does not deserve credit for. You know what? He was involved in criminal activity. That makes Joey Kyle, sadly, a criminal. And I'm sure that his law enforcement career is over. That's a huge penalty. So, you know, time will tell how this all goes, but I hope Joey Kyle can get it behind him. I hope we can have accountability, and I hope we can also pray for him and be humble enough to allow the system to work and move forward, right? So I'm doing my very best to kind of walk a fine line, to be fair. Would I be the same way to Hillary? No, her abuses are much more egregious than Joey Kyle's. As far as I can tell, I don't know that Joey Kyle's been involved in the death of anyone. But I know Hillary, with Benghazi at least, has got all kinds of responsibility there. Not to mention the Vince Foster case, which you've never got to the bottom of. See, there's dead bodies in some of these scenarios. Much worse situation. Do I still want forgiveness for Hillary Clinton? Do I still want to pray for her? Do I still hope that she'll eventually come to the knowledge of the truth and have accountability? Absolutely. Would I say, you got to reject the sin but forgive the sinner? Or love the sinner? In Hillary's case, yes, I would. All right, the prep drill for Jade Helm 15 includes children, WorldNet Daily. Wow. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Obama to unleash community organizers on U.S. cities across the country. I'm going to say that again because this is just like pouring gas on a fire, folks. Obama to unleash community organizers on cities across the country. Wow. God's Not Dead film. Listener TZ says, so the professor in that film admits that God was alive, right? In other words, if you say, hey, God's dead or whatever, you need to write God's dead. Well, that means God was alive before, right? That's the idea. Good for our TZ. Google got the green light. Self-driving cars are hitting the road. Do you want to Google self-driving vehicle? Utah and seven other states get new federal drought aid. In other words, a big old boatload of bucks roll into their state with strings attached. Look out, Utahns. Smith's, that's a food store in Utah or in the Intermountain West, hopes to pass savings from solar panels on to customers. I don't believe they'll get any savings from solar panels. I think it's a farce. And I think it's government subsidies pretending, masquerading as savings. Nevertheless, I hope Smith's can pass on savings because people certainly need a discount in their food budget as food starts to climb through the roof in terms of costs. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you by, again, thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, former sheriff of Grand County, Arizona, winner at the Supreme Court, CSPOA.org, the website. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Become a member today, CSPOA.org. We talked a little bit about his book called Are You a David? Are you going to stand up for liberty while you have the opportunity? We talked about the sovereign citizen movement and the realities of that movement. I don't disagree with a lot of what they say, but they're going about the solutions all wrong, in our humble opinion. We talked about the suicide of Vince Foster, the quote, so-called suicide of Vince. We also talked about the fact that the Clintons earned $30 million in a mere 16 months, a report shows. $30 million, 16 months. Wow. Is there any wrongdoing there? Wow. House bill would cap expenses for ex-presidents. I appreciate that feeble attempt. Why even give anything to ex-presidents? Bill Clinton, for example, gives one single speech and makes $500,000. Bill and Hillary just took one weekend in their lives per year, and or a weekday for business, whatever, and they both spoke at different locations on one day. Bill makes about $500,000 a speech. Hillary makes close to $350,000 a speech. They could both go out one day, okay, with travel to and from. It might take them 3 days. And they would make literally $850,000. They could all come back after maybe a three-day apart from each other, and they'd have almost $1 million to live off of. They'd have double almost the amount of a presidential yearly salary, which is $400,000, which is about 10 times the salary of the average American. Okay, it would take them one, literally speaking, in a couple of hours, both of them could make that kind of money. And yet, we have House bills that would try to cap expenses for ex-presidents. It's crazy, folks. But again, the Republicans aren't really getting it done. I mean, this feeble attempt, I appreciate the effort. I hope it goes somewhere, but I have a feeling it just sounds good. So you feel like the Republicans are doing something. But it's not going to go anywhere. What do you think the president's going to do? Sign that? Okay, you think we got a veto-proof majority to override the president? Good luck on that plan. 10-hour Senate speech by filibuster expert Rand Paul. They say puts this mass surveillance law in jeopardy. Not so fast. They're going to override Rand Paul, shut him down, and push for this before the recess coming up right now. I hope they're not successful, but that's what's happening. The Republicans and Mitch McConnell and everybody else met on the floor of the Senate, had a little, quote, secret powwow, twisted arms. Yeah. They say we're going to get what we want. Mitch promised. Good luck with that plan, y'all. Homeland Security caught busing in illegal Somalis from Mexican border. Homeland Security intentionally busing in illegals, breaking the law. At the same time, Obama's calling out those in Congress who dismiss the effects of climate change, saying they're weak on defense. It undermines the readiness of our forces, says Barry. He says it would be, quote, dereliction of duty for the United States to ignore the national security implications of rising temperatures. The White House released a national security strategy document talking about climate change and growing threats to our security. So while the Homeland Security is busing in illegals, violating the law, Barack's blaming those who are, quote, climate change deniers, or those who don't believe the climate change lie, those who won't link it to God and his anger over our disobedience, but rather man and the fact that too many of us are on the planet, huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use starts in seconds.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
You got that right. Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, GiveMeLibertyFund.com is your answer. News that the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I don't like to lapse into I told you so's, Kurt, but oftentimes I want to bring up what we said before to show how correct we are and to show that we do have a little bit of an insight into what's going on in America and the world at large today. Now, I told you that the Boy Scouts should have stood strong when it came to letting gay youth in their organizations. They created a virtual don't ask, don't tell policy on gays. And they said, hey, you know what? When somebody's a youth, they can be gay, enter the Boy Scouts. That's fine. The board voted. Never mind, they're a private organization, and the Supreme Court's already ruled they don't have to go along with this stuff. But they caved, and they did. And I said, now that the gay and lesbians, the bisexuals and transgenders, the GLBT community has their foot in the door, this will never end. They blinked, meaning the Boy Scouts, and eventually they'll lose the battle. Not because they should have lost, but because once you blink, you don't have any rationale to justify your position anymore. And so instead of standing strong for liberty, they've now caved and failed. And now the leader of the Boy Scouts of America, Kurt, the national president of the Boy Scouts, his name is Robert Gates. And Robert Gates worked for the CIA and everybody else. And so you know what kind of an insider he is. Why they let a guy like this become leader of the Boy Scouts is beyond me. But nevertheless, now the national president of the Boy Scouts, Mr. Robert Gates, says end ban on gay adult and Boy Scouts today. Dateline New York Associated Press. The national president of the Boy Scouts, Mr. Robert Gates, says the organization's long-standing ban on openly gay adults is no longer sustainable in today's political environment, and he is urging change in order to avert a potentially destructive legal battle. In a speech on Thursday in Atlanta to the Scouts, quote, national annual meeting, Gates referred to recent moves by the Boy Scouts gay councils in New York. Hey, they're pushing the envelope and they're going to defy the national. Yeah, they're going to defy the ban nationally. And so, hey, we got to adjust. We can't have the status quo in our movement. Our membership standards cannot be sustained if we continue to reject the gays. And he's a former U.S. Secretary of Defense, this Gates guy is as well. Anyway, the bottom line is he's saying, hey, the legal battles are going to kill us. We can't sustain our numbers. We got to go ahead and cave on this thing now, Kurt. So the national president of the Boy Scouts, Robert Gates, says, hey, we got to end our ban on gay adults today. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, it's as you said, Sam, you said that this would happen, you know, it's just a slippery slope, and that they should have never, you know, compromised their principles in the first place. And, you know, it's just, I guess you could say, situation normal, all fouled up.
And it reminds me of a Garth Brooks country song, which, I again, it's hard to bore up and have everything at my fingertips. Somebody should just be right on it and press the button and start playing it, but it'd be like, you know, it's a Garth Brooks song. I've got friends in low places where the whiskey rounds and the beer chases and chases the blues away. You know, that's kind of what I think of in this case. You know, you got these gays and lesbians at very high-ranking positions everywhere. They all have money. They're absolutely, I mean, they're almost Al-Qaeda-like in their hell-bent for the cause ideas. And I don't mean to be offensive, but they don't really, they want tolerance when it's them, but when they have their way, there's no tolerance. So the question becomes, hey, what are my choices? The Boy Scouts is private. The Supreme Court already ruled they don't have to go along with this stuff, but now they have, and now the leadership's moving more and more and more and more this direction. At what point do I pull my children out of Boy Scouts and say, you know what, I'm not part of the Boy Scouts anymore? At what point the Girl Scouts are taking the lead? The Girl Scouts want to have transgender men who identify as women in their organization now. That was just announced. So a lot of these announcements are strategically timed to further the agenda. Money is put towards lawsuits. Efforts are put. Is there room for my view anywhere? Or have I simply lost my seat at the table? I've now been relegated to dog scraps on the floor, and if I keep talking, I won't even have that. Okay, what percentage are the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender groups in our society? And the answer is they're lower than 3%, guys. But they have money, they're dedicated, they're organized, and they will not take no for an answer. Your views and my views are welcome as long as we shut up and don't talk about them. They're welcome as long as they need to politely ask for tolerance. Once they gain the upper hand, though, our views are flat out not welcome at all. And so the question becomes, Kurt, they haven't caved yet. This is just this guy's opinion. But he does happen to be the national president of the Boy Scouts. He does have some credentials. He used to work for the CIA and all these different government agencies or whatever. At what point do you say his clout's going to make a difference? And even if he doesn't have enough for his support today, what happens when he keeps banging on the turret? And what happens when New York chapters of the Boy Scouts start to find the band left and right? You'll basically create a civil disobedience scenario to where, well, what does the band mean if everybody's ignoring it? If you don't know when people are ignoring it and not, and et cetera, then what point is a gay person, well, they may not be openly an adult in the Boy Scouts today, but tomorrow they might say, I've been in the Boy Scouts for 10 years, and I'm openly gay now. I'm coming out of the closet, and I didn't harm anyone or do any damage, and therefore all these ideas that the, quote, straight, heterosexual, paranoid people have, the gayophobes, the homophobes, the everything, you know what? They don't have a leg to stand on, and now we're going to sue in 50 states across the country, and now we just got a Supreme Court case supporting gay marriage that just passed. Okay, I'm telling you right now, dominoes are going to start a falling, and there's only one reason. And this is the whole reason that I kind of lapsed into this I told you so and drill so hard on this. There's only one reason they're going to be successful and things are going to fall like dominoes. There's only one reason. Do you know what it is?
Immorality?
That's right. That's exactly right. Immorality. Mm-hmm. And with comes immorality comes apathy. And so good, honest Christian people, that's still, even when they say we're less of a Christian nation than we've ever been before, Kurt, still 71% of Americans claim to be Christian. They could rise up in their greater numbers and stop it in a second. They could say, you know what, we hate the sin but love the sinner. We're not trying to be evil to you at all. Your misrepresentation of the facts on this is legendary. Nevertheless, just because we love the sinner, that doesn't mean we'll just ignore the sin. And that doesn't mean that we're going to allow you to force us to go along with your sin. Okay? And we could stop this tomorrow if we all stood up and repented to God and said, we're going to make a difference here. But Americans aren't engaged enough, Kurt. In fact, most Americans now, because of the propaganda of the media, because they continually push the envelope for the last 30, 40, 50 years, they've been targeting this thing to the point where now, Kurt, we're starting to be on the brink of being in the minority. Even the Christians are deceived into believing, well, you know what? This is probably the right way to go. And so we're in real trouble. And I don't know how long it'll take. This does not mean the Boy Scouts have changed their policy yet. But I'm telling you, I see the writing on the wall. I see the boy yelling help with his finger in the dam. Maybe I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong and pray we can do something about it. Pray we can hold the line. I don't want to be evil to any gay or lesbian person, bisexual or transgender, or anybody who makes choices or actions that I disagree with. I don't want any harm to come to any of those people, okay? I can love them, but I'm not going to endorse their behavior. I can't do it. I'm not going to act like it's just fine because it's not. Okay? And they would say, well, my views are evil and I'm just hostile towards them. No, they keep forcing the envelope. That's the point. Right? I'm being forced to deal with this stuff every day, right? Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our 0-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. All right, Kurt's got a little update on this thing. Headline says, church to monitor BSA policy discussion. Kurt with the details.
Well, yeah, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints responded to this they say, indication by the Boy Scouts of America of possible policy changes, that's underlined in red, in relation to gay scout leaders by issuing the following statement, colon, quote, we have noted the comments by Boy Scouts of America President Robert Gates in relation to possible policy changes in the Boy Scouts of America. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will, of course, examine any such changes very carefully to assess how they might impact our own century-long association with the BSA. End quote.
Which all they're saying is, hey, we know about it and we're watching it, right?
Yep.
All right, well, that's obvious. I'm sure that's true.
But it's also, at least in my opinion, I don't know, you know, you've got to look at this whole thing. Let's say you're a guy and you're really, you know, running a business, you know. I mean, I know the Boy Scouts of America isn't a business, but, you know, they got customers. They got people that they serve, if you will. He said that he was concerned, you know, in his previous, in the story, about these certain councils, if you will, that are, well, not following their mandated ways of doing things. And he said, heck, if they pulled their membership, it would make it so that boys, a number of boys in those areas, wouldn't be able to participate in the Boy Scouts of America, et cetera. And, you know, then on the other hand, of course, you've got, you know, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that's saying, hey, we are also evaluating this, and your actions may make it where we, you know, don't stick around ourselves. So, you know,
yeah, that's certainly possible.
At least what I can read.
All right. It doesn't say that in there, but your views are well noted, and I think you're probably right. And I hope you're right. And time will tell where this all is going to go, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm telling you right now, the battle's on. And I think the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is doing their very best. I personally think the Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it made a big difference last time in trying to hold the line. I think they would have held even a tougher line had they had support from many other Christian groups, etc. So, you know, the bottom line is if the Boy Scouts cave, Kurt, it really tells me the Christians are caving in general. And I don't mean the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They obviously are saying, hey, we're watching this. We're going to do our best. But a lot of the other groups, some of them left the Boy Scouts, but many of them voted yes on that, Kurt. And that's kind of what the battle is, you know. Time will tell. All right, Rand Paul's emailing me, Kurt. Will you stand with me in the fight
really?
To end illegal spying?
Man, you hardly ever get any email from Rand Paul, except for...
Kurt, are you going to stand with him?
Am I on what? What was the question?
Say you're with me, Kurt.
Well, I mean, what that means is, you know, ante up.
He didn't ask me to ante up, Kurt. That's later in the email.
Come on. Yeah, I know, but it's...
He said, say you're with me. So you ready, Kurt?
You're with me.
I'm with you. There. Done.
Next. I'm with you in spirit.
Yeah, there you have it. I'm absolutely done. Again, here's the problem, Kurt. I'm not really with Rand Paul. Do I like a lot that he does? Yes. I like a lot of what he does, Kurt. But I also don't like a lot that he's doing. Okay? If I say I'm with him and put my money in what I'm doing is funding the hostile press, Kurt. If I say I'm with him and I fund it, I'm, you know, standing for a filibuster to stand on the floor. I'm working on elections to certain politicians that I disagree with, maybe, et cetera, like Ron Paul did the last time. Hey, he backed all the incumbents in Texas. Okay, am I funding that kind of an agenda, Kurt? I'm not for that. Am I funding his idea that, hey, we got to keep the NSA? When that's what Rand Paul said, Kurt. So as much as I like a lot of what Rand Paul does, I'm not really with him, Kurt. Not really hardly at all. In fact, half the things that I think Rand Paul should be working on, he's not even working on. And a lot of the things that I think he should not be doing, he is doing. Another example is he wants a balanced budget amendment, Kurt. I'm not for that. He wants by law term limits, Kurt. I'm not for that, those things. So frankly, there's not a candidate that does support my views. Not a one at this point. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Any thoughts, Kurt? Are you with Rand Paul? Say you're with me, Kurt, says Rand
Paul.
Well,
I will tell you this, that, you know, I appreciated at least him. You know, as far as I know, there's 100 senators. You know, as far as I know, there was only one of them that basically, you know, I guess you could say took the heat, stood up for 10 plus hours saying, hey, this thing is wrong with the U.S. government shouldn't be collecting this, you know, information on people. And so all I can say is that for me was, I guess you could say, worth the cost.
Yeah,
the
but
cost
Kurt,
of
here's the problem that I'm having.
Yes.
What group is he saying shouldn't do that? The NSA,
the
right? Is that what we're talking about? The NSA?
Well, you know, I think that it doesn't just mean one part of the government. I don't think he means that.
Well, there's one group that's mainly collecting the information through the Patriot Act. That's what's in discussions right now. And that's, you know, it's the NSA primarily. Now, I agree that he's saying, hey, government shouldn't do it in any entity. But the discussion, I don't know if you know, in Washington is about the NSA right now. It's not about the Department of Arts or something, right? Now, of course, the Department of Arts shouldn't be able to spy either, right? The Endowment for the Arts, those people shouldn't be able to spy on you. But he's really primarily talking about, from what I understand, the bills in front of Congress right now relate to the NSA, the Patriot Act, etc. Well, in the same breath that he tells you how they shouldn't be able to do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, he says, but we need to keep the unconstitutional government agency that's doing this. See, that's kind of my problem. I appreciate what he's doing, like you say. The problem is when you do that, is it disingenuous, Kurt? I don't think they should spy, but we need to keep the unconstitutional agency that's spying. We need to keep the unconstitutional agency and fund it. They just shouldn't be able to spy. You got it? Okay, I just, at some point, it doesn't fly with me. It doesn't make any sense. Say you're with me, says Rand Paul. You with him, Kurt?
You know, there were even times in our history when, it's hard to believe, but Bill Clinton actually did some right things. And
yes, I did.
You know, when he
did,
that
was good. You know me.
When he did, then we, you know, mentioned that
we gave him credit.
Good job, Bill.
That's right. And the day before yesterday, when he got on the Senate floor, we said Richard Mack was with us. Me and you and Richard Mack all said that we congratulated him and stood with him on the Senate floor to reject spying. I agree 1,000%. And I agreed with that then, and I still agree with that now. Good for Rand. We even talked about Mike Lee supporting Rand, and good for him. Where was Ted Cruz? We didn't know. But there were several people that stood with Rand, and good for them for doing so. We give credit where credit's due. Now we're talking about Rand Paul wanting me to declare with my money that I'm with him. And I'm explaining the reason that I'm not going to send my money. Even though I like a lot of that he does, and I've admitted so, and still say so. I like a lot of what he does, Kurt. But I'm not with him when he's going to take my money and put it into the mainstream press, the hostile media.
Yep. Well, at least, you know, I didn't see where he was going to put the money, but I do know that that's what typically happens.
Yeah, he didn't say where he's going to put this money. I just know where he's put it in the past, right?
I know he spends a lot with emails.
I heard that. If I give him more money, then is he going to use the mainstream press email servers to send more emails to me?
I don't know. Maybe maybe he's got this big plan to start putting money into Liberty News Radio, which would be a pretty smart move.
Yeah. Anyway, all I can tell you is I'm not trying to down the great efforts that Rand Paul does. But when he begs me for money to be with him, I've got to say, you know what? I'm not so sure that I want to do that. I'm not really with you on that. I don't know that I'd vote for Rand for president yet. But so far, he is the best candidate we've got. I agree with that. And I'm not downing him for the good that he does. But I am trying to articulate my concerns with the emails that I get. Say you're with me, Sam, says Rand Paul. And the only way I can really say that I'm with him is vote with my dollars. All right, Google Maps, Kurt, is in trouble. I guess folks searched for racial slurs. Bet you can't guess what came up when they did. We'll tell you about it. Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
Two days that can save your life. The Preppers and Patriots Expo, Baxter County Fairgrounds, Mountain Home, Arkansas, May 30th and 31st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 36 expert speakers covering emergency medicine, survival food, water filtration, wilderness survival, solar power, wind power, gardening, self-defense, archery. See a pickup truck that runs on firewood, no gasoline needed. Learn suturing and save a life. What herbs can replace pharmaceuticals? Ham radio, home steam engines. Don't be scared, be prepared with 2 days that can save your life. Free admission, a family event, children are welcome. PreppersandPatriots.net. Only a few vendor tables left. Call 417-264-2435. 417-264-2435.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, I didn't get one email from Rand Paul. I told you about the first one. I actually got two almost at the same time. I'm going to now tell you about the second one, and it kind of bolsters the claims that I'm making. He says, Sam, am I on my own? Sam, did you get a chance to see my interview on Hannity? I got an interview on Hannity. Now, do you think there's some work? Do you think Hannity just loves Rand Paul and it's great for his ratings? Or do you think there might be a little bit of cash rolling around somewhere? Don't know. Can't say. But then the email goes on. I filibustered the so-called Patriot Act because the time is now to end the illegal domestic spying. I couldn't agree more, by the way. Not when the next president takes office. Not in 2 months, but right now. Again, good for him. He's pointing out an incredible flaw with the Republicans. They always want to do things later. Rand is wisely saying, I'm doing it now. That's why I announced today that I'm introducing a series of amendments to end the NSA's bulk data collection. That's why I say it's about the NSA specifically, right? But the Washington machine is lining up against me. Let me say that again. But the Washington machine is lining up against me. He's primarily pointing at the media in bed with government right now, right? The Obama administration has come out in favor of reforms that don't end the bulk data collection program. And apologists in both parties are fuming that I scrambled their scheme to ram through illegal domestic spying right ahead of a holiday weekend. Sam, I'm counting on you to stand with me in this fight. The Washington machine can threaten and use legislative deadlines to try to bully my colleagues, but the strength of our movement is in the millions of fed-up patriots across America. Yeah. Demanding their government abide by the Bill of Rights. Over 125,000 Americans have already signed on to my fight to end the NSA's bulk data collection program. Will you join us, Sam? Sam, my 10.5-hour filibuster was the first successful roadblock to stopping renewal of the so-called Patriot Act. But the crucial votes could come as soon as Saturday. And with time running out before this legislation expires on May 31, the clock is our ally in this, Sam. So please stand with me as I take my case to the American people. Now, after you add your name, then you got to chip in your most generous contribution. Got that? Right now, that's Rand Paul's message, Kurt. And here's the point. I agree with the message entirely. I agree that he's doing a lot of good and that, you know what, I appreciate it. And here's the reason that I bring all this up. How do I support Rand Paul and what I believe him to be doing? But, you know what, he starts out by telling me, hey, did you see my interview in the mainstream press? Help me get some money. Will you join us, Sam? And then he says, let's see. So please stand with me as I force defenders of the surveillance state to debate my amendments in front of the American people. Now, how's that going to happen, Kurt? How's it going to force them to debate the or have this discussion in front of the American people? And the only answer I know is with money. The only answer to that is to go to the mainstream press in some way. And we know the only way to have the mainstream press even give you some degree of civility is with cash. Now, I could be wrong, but that's kind of the problem that I have. So I got this dilemma. I agree with Rand Paul and want to support what he's doing, but I feel like my hands are tied because I just can't bring myself to give money that I have a pretty dang good indication from his emails will be spent with the enemies of liberty in an effort to soften their stance and give them somewhat of a fair shake. I personally think the money would be much better spent creating an end run around the mainstream press and forcing them to tell the tale. And if they don't tell the tale, then we get bigger as an alternative media because people start listening more and more and more to us. It's a strategy question, kind of. And I don't mean to withhold my support from Rand. That's why I bring it on the airwaves so that Americans can think through it with us. But I also want to give credit where credit's due. I commend Rand for this. I support Rand in his efforts. I think he's right. And I think he is willing to stand up to the points that you brought up, Kurt. I just can't bring myself to fund the Sean Hannitys of the world. And those who I know, after they take his money, will do everything they can to sink his whole operation.
Let me say this about the Hannity thing. There's probably a couple of days a month when I'm traveling and I might listen. If I understand it right, what Hannity's been doing is he's invited everybody who's, quote, a candidate or, you know, in there. I think the other day I heard him say that he had Scott Walker on, who's not really a declared candidate. But so as far as I know, you know, he's not receiving any cash for him. That's just part of the program. And they come on and then talk about whatever for like an hour, half an hour, something like that.
Yeah, and if there's really no other money going anywhere else, then great. My experience says there may not be money going to that direct thing, but somehow you'll find if you push hard enough, you'll find some deal-making going on. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know that. But my question remains, how is he going to make sure that he forces this debate in front of the American people? Where's that debate going to happen, Kurt? In the mainstream press?
I hope it's not going to be there.
Well, he doesn't say where it's going to be.
Probably just be an email that he sends out.
Maybe so. Time will tell. I don't know how many people get his emails, though. I don't know that would create a debate because it's really his supporters that get his emails. So, time will tell. Time will tell where we go. And anyway, that's why I brought it up. All right, back to this Google Maps search. I guess it turns out if you... on Google Maps, search for a racial slur, Kurt. Guess what comes up?
Racial slur.
Yeah.
I don't. You mean the place that comes up?
Yeah.
Let's see. Chicago?
The White House, sir. Dateline, oh. UPI, Dateline. Google apologized after a user reported typing in racial slurs, and it brought up the White House. Google's sorry about that, Kurt.
Why are they sorry? I mean, it's a fact, you know.
Well, you know, either Google put that in and they shouldn't have, and that's why it comes up, or it's true, Kurt. I'm not sure. I would submit probably both. I don't know. I'm just saying it's weird stuff. So let me get this straight. You're a racist and you're evil.
Yes.
Says the half black, half white president. However, when you type in racial slurs, his house comes up, Kurt. Well, the people's house, they ought to call that thing, do they have a right to call that the White House, Kurt? I mean, that's kind of, even in and of itself.
Kind of racist.
And maybe that's kind of why it came up, because, I mean, the White House, Kurt, that's got to be racist. It says the White House. Now, would it have been racist if it was called the Black House, Kurt? You think then it would have come up?
I don't know. I doubt
Weird stuff, huh?
Political correctness is all over the place.
All right, FTA, Fast Track Trade Authority. Bill advances through the Senate, says Ben, our buddy Ben, what's his last name, Ben? Kurt?
Carson?
No, he's a media guy, Truth in Media. Ben
Ben Swan.
All right, Ben Swan, Truth and Media says, hey, man, fast-track authority advances through the Senate. As Memorial Day weekend draws near, U.S. politicians are negotiating a couple of things. The first is the extension of Section 215 of the USA Patriot Act, which has been used to justify mass surveillance by the NSA. We talked about that. And then they also want to reauthorize the trade promotion, giving Barack ability. And here's the deal. 62 senators voted in favor, Kurt. 49 Republicans. Think about that. 49 Republicans made it happen, Kurt. And 13 Democrats. USA Today reported that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to finish work on the bill before the Senate goes to the Memorial Day recess. The House is expected to take it up in June, so we'll see where that goes. It's supposed to be a lot less likely to do well in the House. So we have some time, Kurt, but we thought this thing was DOA, and Barack went and twisted some arms at the Senate and brought it back. Now, don't worry, Kurt. The CIA torture report will not be released to the public. Judge rules, according to Russia Today. A federal judge ruled on Thursday that the Senate's nearly 7,000-page report on the CIA's torture practices in the wake of 9/11 will not be released to the public. Why? Well, the judge said, hey, here's the problem. The complete report compiled by the Senate is not subject to the Freedom of Information Act request. Why? Because the Congress made sure to exempt itself from FOIA requests. So you're not getting that torture report, Kurt. You got it? All right.
Yeah, I got that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hold off.
So Congress basically exempted themselves. I guess the FOIA request doesn't apply to them, Kurt, just like most things don't apply to them.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, anybody in government, you know, it's you and I that, you know, rules apply to.
And then they run around and wonder why we don't like them and why we don't trust them and why we have a problem and stuff. All right. LibertyRoundtable.com is the website for live and on-demand radio. Free, unique columnist content, free. If you want to participate, support us, and help us grow in the media, click on Help Us Grow, LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America, but we need your help. Why? Because this nation shall endure.